This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to Monday. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry for the tardy start. All on me. What do you mean everyone knows
that? No, it was partially everybody, Josh. Gave you some lip, and that slowed us down.
No, wasn't really his fault. My point I want to make is that there are certain days that others, you know, can result in a tardy start, but today was all me. I did a full reboot over the weekend, and for those of you that don't know what that is, I put on boots. And wear them around the house naked.
Do you still have? You used to be known for your fancy and splendid cowboy boots.
Until I blew out my knee in a bar fight.
Right. Do you have any of them left?
No. Got rid of all of them. I didn't believe that they were sturdy enough and supportive enough to throw a right.
Well, I think it wasn't the boot. It was the heel, wasn't it? I mean, you had 4 and 5 inch heels on.
All I know is I backed up and I went down. And when I stood up, the shin bone torn connected to the thigh bone, and I had a blown ACL, which was not fun for me.
Did you dispose of them? Did you sell them? What did you do to the boots?
I think they went to Goodwill. I think there were some really...
Someone else with a size 6 got very lucky.
Somebody that is a size 12, double that.
It's just silly.
Probably a reseller.
What's that?
Probably a reseller.
Yeah.
I'll
grab a pair of boots if I see
bin,
them.
A bin diver.
Yep.
Is there a name for what you do? Is there a dumpster reselling. Diver?
Reselling.
Of putting it up there. Welcome to the show. Very, very happy to be here today. My life now, as you know, very simple. This is the heart of Little League All-Star season, where there are games everywhere, and the districts, which means the local teams, all get together, and we got them from all over the area, and they get together at different places. We did a lot of driving over the weekend, from the local driving from Field 1 to Field 2 and another area to this field, and I'm here to say the boys are still in it.
Yes.
They haven't been eliminated.
So, I love it.
But it looked rather bleak over the weekend. And he had a sleepover last night. My son's team played his best buddy in the neighborhood, Gio's team. Gio has, by the way, this season 9 home runs, including one against us when we were thumped by Gio's team.
Does that make anything awkward between the two of them?
By the way, it's Biagio Hewlett is his name, and he is keep playing, Biagio, because if you stay at it, son, you've got the time. Look, there are kids that play, there are kids that play well, and then there are kids that you look at and go, okay, that's a different. And he is, yeah. And he can, you know, just mash it. You can't throw a pitch to him. If you throw a pitch over the plate, he's going to hit it out. He's that good.
Is he on the A team?
He's I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether it's an A or a B. They certainly look like an A team to us. So we had to win out for the rest of the weekend, which we did. Nice. But yes.
Oops. No, I just said nice.
I have to share with you, though, you can always tell when you go to one of these games about the size differential, because some of the kids are pretty sturdy and they look good. Well, I think, look, the coolest thing that Gio's team, our opposition, did in the very first game was play a video of the team they actually took. Sometimes they have the walk up music. Sometimes they have the PA announcer do it. We didn't have anything. We don't do the bells and whistles, and I'm fine with that. But they had an actual video they played of the roster, which I think was good for the kids.
Huh? Do they have a Jumbotron here?
They don't have a Jumbotron. They had an actual screen that was out that they set up. And we'll just roll the tape of the team roster. And it's pretty cool. Watch this. This is the team they play.
Hi, my name is Joey Panera. I am 12 years old. My favorite food is pizza, and my favorite player is Mike Trout.
Hey, my name is Jason Phillips. I'm 13 years old. My favorite hobby is swimming with my friends. My favorite player is Mike Trout.
Isn't that cool?
I like it.
Hey, my name is David Patterson. I'm 11. My favorite color is blue, and my favorite player is Ryan Braun.
What's up? My name is Ryan McGaffey. I'm 11 years old. My favorite show is Mad Men. My favorite player is Ken Griffey Jr.
Hi, my name's Cody Grammer. I am 13 years old. My favorite food is hot dogs, and my favorite player is John Carlos Stanton.
Yo, what up? I'm Ron Abrams. I'm 11 years old. My favorite food is lobster, and my favorite player is Mark McGuire.
My name is Wally Wilson. I'm 12 years old. My favorite show is Ridiculous
Guys,
and my favorite player is Mike Trout.
Mike Trout. Always
yeah,
Mike Trout.
Hola. My name is Francisco Alberto Herrera. I am from Scottsdale. My favorite food is carnitas.
10
my
years old.
My favorite player is Sammy
Look
Sosa.
At the batting averages, Josh. 855.
And they're doing good
Hi,
with picking players.
Oh, they are.
13 years old. I like video games. The best part is my favorite player is Mike Trout.
Hey, I'm Dom Stevenson.
Batting average 973.
My favorite
dip.
Show is In Living Color. My favorite player is Cal Ripken Jr. This is my third Little League World Series.
I freaking love that.
What bit. Is? I don't know what it is about the construction of it, but the fact that most
Thank
of
you,
the
Alex,
big guys,
Alex's father, Alex, for sharing that with me. I appreciate that. That made me laugh out loud.
The bulk of the adults, they say, "I'm 11." 11 is yeah. just funny.
You
11
can have
is
an idea.
Funny.
You can have an idea that's a great comedy idea, but it's yeah. all about the detail and the execution, and mm-hmm. that was yeah. flawlessly done. They were a little bigger, but not that much. We got Redwoods on our team too. The aforementioned
well, that is.
Alex.
That's,
a big
that's 11 and 12 year olds. It's, they're all going through those growth spurts.
It's
so
hysterical. It's fun. And that just made me laugh out loud. You know,
it was sent to you. Did it shock you?
No, it was one of the dads right next to me was sharing it with me. And I laughed. I couldn't stop laughing. I was saying, you know, I know it's good and I know it's going on the show when I just keep laughing about it. And I'm just thinking about it because it's that good. I think it might have been a Key and Peele. I'm not sure how it was.
But it's good scripting because you're right. They got the batting averages right for the guys. They got the favorite players to line up with the actual real age of the people.
Right.
And their exactly. favorite shows, like an 11-year-old yes. like Mad
Men. And the player, Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, right.
That
so true.
Is, oh, God. Anyway, funny is funny. So it was my weekend. It was essentially what Carla was out of town for the weekend, and she got back on Sunday mm-hmm. and was able to see our last game of the weekend that took place at 1:30, and she was able to see that game, which was great. And
question.
Now
Question yeah. for you. I know it's been running you ragged for weeks, and this weekend maybe even more than any of you getting burned on it. Are you still all in?
No, you can't get burned on it.
Okay, it's, cool. That's
I
great.
Think Josh would agree with me. It's not burnable. You know, if your kid's playing and you're watching him play, it's just it's go, 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 and we love it.
And it's also when you love baseball, it's at any level
yeah.
when things are going, especially when things are going well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, the litmus test to knowing if you really love baseball is being able to sit down and watch a Little League game with other players that your son's not involved right. in and mm-hmm. watch the whole game and enjoy it completely. It's the game. It's yeah. it's the game. And it's rekindled my love of the game of baseball. I mean, we watch highlights in the car. We get home and watch the Red Sox play after he's played two games. It's all encompassing and it's done more. And by the way, I think Josh might agree with me on this. Little League baseball alive and well in America. The game of baseball
I believe. Mm-hmm. The game of baseball at all levels is growing right now.
It is really,
People
it is really growing.
Complain about crowds at baseball games,
right?
But it's 162 games a year. You're not going to get sellouts like the NFL.
I agree.
It seems to be growing.
Why do you think it's growing?
I think because of the nature of the youth sport. being so all-encompassing. I mean, we have kids from everywhere at every age playing with participation with the parents, and it is just, it's nonstop, and it's great to watch.
I also think it's organized better than any other little little kids' sports.
As questionable as that might be, as I wait for our next assignment, you know, which we'll probably supposed to be Tuesday night. We might get it Tuesday at about 2 p.m. That's when
isn't
we'll
that because you're waiting on other teams? To
we
play
might
out.
Be. We might be. I am trying to find in this district championship, which determines what teams go to the state championships. Mm-hmm. I am trying to figure out where that website might be. I think we may
Do you think it's more like a bulletin board, like maybe in a common area, maybe at your grocery store? You can all go see where it's all tacked up.
All I know is that from what I have heard, the guy doing it is a bit, as the kids like to say, sus. During the game yesterday, during our last game, a guy came over with like not really a clipboard, but like a little valise with papers and stuff, and came over, and this is exactly how he sounded. Is there a responsible parent here that could get a message to so-and-so? And I suddenly said, nobody, there wasn't a parent that even looked up at this guy because of that intro. You know, why can't you come over and say, is there anyone that could get a message to blah, blah, blah? And, you know, nobody knew who he was talking about. And it was just...
Was he wearing a wedding ring, or do you think he's single? Maybe he's married to the support.
I just heard him.
Mike.
I just heard him, and it was like...
Hello!
So anyway, it was fun. I have to wait to see if it's going to interfere with my trip up to Washington to Trump's 250th concert.
Which can't wait to have you.
I'm very excited about. All right, let's go to our Trump expert, the man from Maryland. Here's what I want you to do right now. I will give you what I know, which is limited, and I will have you fact check me. This is what I understand, that initially there were one or two artists that were tapped. What I don't understand is artists that committed to this.
Oh, I've got a theory.
And now have bailed out. Oh, God. Oh, here comes the theory.
Before
you give us your talking, but I mean your theory, let me just say, how many artists were tapped to appear at the 250th?
I believe nine.
Yep,
nine
I agree.
Artists.
Yeah, because there was a graphic.
You know anything about it, Rob?
I know that we talked about it
on Thursday's show last week.
But not everyone had dropped out by then. I think the first artist to drop might have been the Commodores, then Morris Day and
She's
the Time.
A brick house.
Also, they lost one of the original Commodores this weekend. I don't know if it's related.
Sail on down the road.
Not that one.
I think
half a mile. Not Lionel?
No, not Lionel Murphy.
Okay.
No.
Yes, Josh, go ahead.
I think in the first 24 hours of it being announced, we lost five of the performers.
And
I want to ask a question. So if that happens, isn't there something done behind the scenes prior to making the announcement that these artists?
That's the thing that's a little scary in my view, is that we know
or
how
joyful.
Events. Well, no, scary. And I'll get to it because we know how events like this get put together. There's a booking agency. There's arrangements. Everyone agrees and knows ahead of time.
You lock it down.
Why? So everyone's locked this down, not on the same day. They've locked it down over weeks. So then for everyone to cancel within 24 hours and not until it's announced, so no one canceled before it was announced. They all canceled 24 hours of announcing.
Are you smelling a conspiracy theory?
I am saying Brett Michael, one of the ones who canceled, Michaels. Did come out and say that, yes, I know, Michaels.
Yeah.
Got it for you, Rob.
Thank you. I'm a fan.
He did come out and say that they canceled because of threats against their family and crew as soon as it was announced. So for me, it makes me fearful going into this election season now that threats are kind of winning over instead of people just moving forward.
I heard implications that the acts were booked without being told exactly what they were doing. Like they did not know it was a Trump-related event when they signed off on the paperwork.
But it wasn't a Trump-related event.
It is and it isn't.
State fair.
But also, Mike, I think
where was it going to happen?
And Trump
on the mall. On the mall.
Okay. Yeah.
And Trump's, it's not a Trump rally. Trump wasn't speaking. I think now he said he might just go speak since no one showed up.
That was really that was really bad, kind of
that's
pathetic.
That's a stupid move. Yeah.
When he did that.
And
he
also,
I tend to think
that the booking might have been not exactly on point when they said that they were going to book Milli Vanilli. And half of Milli Vanilli is dead. And the other one, I don't think, was the original Milli Vanilli. So it was a fake half of a band.
But you got to research it. State Fair booking. They clearly had someone who puts on State Fairs
because that's all the artists. I don't think Milli Vanilli is doing State Fairs.
No, no, but that's the name of my country band, State Fair Booking.
State Fair Booking.
Don't you cover
Red Solo Cup?
Red Solo Cup, you pick me up. Let's have a party. All right. So somebody says here that it's a MAGA sponsored event.
It's not. I thought this is the thing that Obama set up for the 250th.
I don't know. I told you, but going in, I didn't.
Would Obama set up something 16 years in advance?
Does this have anything to do with the fight?
Mike, the fight is on.
Trump. That was a different thing.
The fight is on.
There is America 250, and there's Freedom 250, and there's USA 250, and they're all different organizations doing things this summer.
But here's the cool thing, Rob. Look how much stuff you have to attend this summer.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
that anytime I would broach the border of the District of Columbia, it might be misinterpreted as support for this bullshit.
By the way, I'm going to tell the truth. It's Monday. I might as well piss some of my people off.
Okay.
All right. If I was in D.C., if I was still living in D.C., and I mean that, I emphasize still living in D.C., would not fly in for
it. Course,
right, of course. If somebody spiffed me a ticket to go to an MMA fight, I'd be there. I'd go. I go regardless of my politics.
What about the Ferris wheel and the and all the people that are waiting to see Milli Vanilli on the mall? Would you go to that?
No, I never went to the mall. I did my mall stuff back when the Beach Boys were performing. I was backstage when I saw Brian Wilson carried, literally, I am not kidding here, Rob,
I know,
literally carried down the stairs. That was during his Unplug His Keyboard era.
Yeah, where they'll they be brought like Brian 85 Wilson. 85 or 6. He
they
was
brought
not
Brian,
in good shape.
They brought him on stage. He was there. But I think he just kind of hit the keyboard like, when he was doing that. So
and then remember James Watt said the Beach Boys didn't represent America. And didn't they replace him with Wayne Newton?
That's back at the Reagan administration, right?
It was Wayne Newton that they brought in one year,
right? And James Watt, who looked like, seriously.
Martian?
He looked like a commandant of a concentration camp straight out of Central Casting. and he said, it's not, they got Wayne Newton. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I haven't thought about this in years. I just want to say.
It's such a pleasure. I just want to play. It's such a, can't we all just get together and be Americans and celebrate 250? All right, so let me see. Joel Brosenbaum says there are two different groups. America 250 was not MAGA. Freedom 250 is MAGA. Freedom 250 was sponsoring the fair.
Ah, okay. That makes
so
sense.
So right. Not the concert.
But it still wasn't Trump involved, because if it was Trump, it'd be Kid Rock and the YMCA guys and all. It'd be his type of guys.
Okay. Well, I don't think they could get all of the Village People. He might be able to bring up the construction.
Oh, I think the Village People owe him so much money for the amount they've been making the past year.
This is Wayne Newton.
Hi, Wayne.
I will require in my dressing room two terrariums for my guinea hens, if that's possible. Thank you. Thank
Can
you.
Can I go over
Jack
the rest
O'Bannon.
Of your rider with you, Wayne?
Yes, please.
It says here, 46 fluid ounces fresh pineapple juice.
Yes. Yes, I need the pineapple juice. It's great for the throat.
A carpet, no wool.
That's necessary. Yeah, no wool in the carpet. I've got a slight... the fibers... Get
the
into the fibers get into the vocal.
68 red towels.
Yes. I bleed.
And also,
I don't want to see a white towel with blood on it.
Full tea service.
If I'd had red towels, I cut myself shaving before a show.
Oh, no.
And I said, if I'd had red tiles, no one would see, and it was embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Because you're a hemo. Right, you don't clot.
Enough of Wayne. I don't want to do Wayne no more. But boy, oh, boy, interesting times. But the fight, a fight is a fight is a fight. And I've never been to an MMA fight, and I've always been curious about it. And I have heard that when you are at really ringside, I mean really ringside at a boxing match or an MMA fight, that the sound of the contact is terrifying. Yes.
How are they going to do this without the weather being involved? They never have these fights outside. It's going to be hot in June or rainy.
Yeah, isn't I mean, you've got a chance fight? Of thunder.
I think it's football rules. It goes no matter what, right?
Oh, that to me makes it even better.
Well,
if there is,
and aren't they dangerous?
Is that the Josh? Is that the arches? Is that the lighting for the fight that we're seeing where they're putting it up there?
For the fight.
Yeah. I would think that
which is all very conductive of electricity.
I would think that they would have to go. And that would be part of the fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
But no, if you've got electrical storm warnings, you know,
in the rain, you're going to have to pull out. But
I would think so. I would think.
But just the heat is going to affect those guys.
Yeah.
Would you like the MMA fight if the card? It would have to be the undercard, sure. But if it was,
you know, Josh, it sounds like somebody might not have thought it through.
Oh, 100%. It shouldn't. I told Rob last week. Anything with the White House in the background looks cool.
Yes.
So I get the visual that it'll look cool.
It right? does but not look really sad.
You should never do
a comment
an MMA
on our
outside.
Country.
Ugh. But that's not on Trump. That's on Dana White. He should be protecting his.
I saw his company. Prior to the demolition and all the crap built.
Yeah.
They had a drone shot of the White House grounds, and they had it. And it's like a few meth heads moved into the neighborhood.
Looks like it. It does.
It does.
Or like it's so you've junky. Never done a construction project before.
It's
like that's
so,
how things look.
It's
so proud. Now, what if the undercard, Mike, was Martina McBride and the fake Milli Vanilli guy? Would you watch that?
No.
Okay.
You mean like fighting?
Yeah. I mean, we could book them anyway.
You mean like a celebrity death match?
I wish I knew. I enjoy the women's. I was disappointed, obviously, like a lot of people in the Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano fight. But some of these flyweights, one of the moms actually on my son's baseball team did it for more recreation, but she was into mixed martial arts, and I was fascinated by what goes on. And she's just teeny, and her son is a small child. Great athlete, though, and it's just it's very, very cool.
A responsible parent?
Is there a responsible parent could get the president of the league? But it's we'll see what happens with it. It sounds like you'll be busy. It sounds like there will be stuff to do for you, Rob. And what will Rob do? He will stay inside his house.
I already told Rob we need to go to the fair together.
Yeah, Rob, you have to start doing things. You have to. You've got 10 more.
Is this the thing to start, though?
You have got 10 more years.
Rob, go ride the Ferris wheel with me.
Yeah.
If you come up, of course I will ride the Ferris wheel with you. Of course.
All right, I'll bring a red hat for you.
But Josh and I were equally excited about the new He-Man and the Masters of the Universe movie. So maybe we can do both.
We'll do that.
Yeah, I'd like that.
If you go to a fair and you go out and it's something that where there are people running around and you bump into bring a recorder
we planned it.
Bring a recorder. Hey, Mike O'Mara from the 1970s. Bring your phone and record. That's it.
Actually, I thought you meant like the flute, the recorder flute. I could do that. And also, after all this stuff started to fall apart, I believe that's about the time that Trump revealed he wanted to make a $250 bill for the 250th anniversary of America with his picture on it.
Now, that surfaced the same week, last week, right?
Yeah,
that came up.
Yeah, some of his distraction stuff.
Never happen.
Is there any truth to that? I mean, did
Absolutely.
He really want to?
Scott Bessent is the Secretary of the Treasury, and he held a press conference, and he said, I've been given two mandates as Secretary of the Treasury. One is that no living person can be put on American currency, and the other is that all currency has to say, in God we trust. So now it's on Capitol Hill, but we're preparing for it. So it's actually something that's happening.
They're going to Congress?
Congress has to approve it.
Yeah.
So they'll never approve it. It'll never happen.
So we'll see. But I mean, $250 bill, wouldn't it be fun to get one of those out of a machine in Vegas?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's craziness. Now I have a quiz question for both of you.
I love it.
And June 1st normally signifies something special. It's a season we talk about often. Rob, can you guess what season today?
June is in middle of birthday season because birthday season starts in March.
No, we always disagree with that. I always say that birthday
well,
season.
Well, I would like to think yourself. That
Mike, yeah, you only put it March. Nobody, you know.
Let's just start birthday season in January.
Oh, you're not even talking sense.
If we're just including everyone.
Yeah, January I would like to be 1st included. To December 31st.
I would like to be included in birthday season. But if you're saying something starts on June 1st and is not birthday season.
Hey, you know what? We have AI, boys. We have AI. What month of the year in the United States includes the most birthdays? And then whatever, hold on, this is how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Josh is looking it up right now. What month of the year in America has the most birthdays? And whatever month that is, the first of that month will be birthday season.
Okay. All right. Birthday month or birthday season?
The beginning, we'll just say it's the beginning of birthday season.
Okay. I have a guess because
I think it's June.
I would say it's July.
Okay. It might be July too.
Mm-hmm. It is September.
Oh, because people you guys are thinking
about the cold winters.
People love boning. No. They love boning on New Year's Day.
The single most popular day is September 9th.
Really?
Carrie's a September birthday. And
Carla's a September birthday.
And also Robert is a September birthday. Thanks to New Year's Day.
It is. Then I'll give you my other season that it really is, say today.
What is it?
Hurricane season.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
But the headlines I was seeing this morning were a lower level hurricane season than normal, which they never do. They always say it's going to be the worst ever. Today they were saying lower.
I have some scary facts for you.
Will you accept gifts for hurricane season as
hurricane
you do for
season?
Birthday season?
Yeah. Yes. Send me the mix from Pat O'Brien's in New Orleans.
Oh, the hurricane mix. Yeah,
which delicious. I always hated. I do not care for that
Mike,
drink.
It's great because it's tart and almost sugar-free.
Yeah, it's gross. An average hurricane releases heat energy equivalent to a 10-megaton nuclear bomb exploding every 20 minutes.
That's a fun fact for hurricane season.
Yeah, can we send some hurricanes to Iran instead of bombs, save some money?
What is somebody saying? Why did someone say our friend Scoob, who's a regular contributor, sometimes controversial, why did he say screw Pride Month? Is that an anti-gay thing?
Yeah, it is.
I think June is Pride Month.
It is.
Okay,
absolutely.
So he was referencing the month, I think.
Right, that's why there's hurricanes.
It's not appropriate, Scoob.
Scoob, you like to think you contribute, but often you detract.
He does. The real killer. Everybody knows this. Do you know what the real killer of a hurricane
cancer.
Is? Cancer. No.
No, the water.
It's flooding. The water. It's the flooding.
Yes. Yeah. Water, not wind. Let's say, and this is another scary fact, especially for people that live where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one. Even during a below average forecast year, as Josh says, this might be a below average forecast year. Mm-hmm. One, as I have experienced with my own eyes, can devastate for 10 years, an area. And I've never, I've never seen anything like it. I took pictures one day and put video up of to see shrimp boats, which are steel hulled vessels, heavy, 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 tossed a football field length inland, and lying on their sides in parking lots was amazing. And then, of course, the houses that were just gone. And there's one particular video that was taken at Fort Myers Beach with a camera that had to be just so beautifully secured to a light pole that it didn't dislodge during the entire thing. It's the most amazing video. They fast time it and you see what is a normal street. And then some, it looks like somebody was actually running a hose with the water going across the street. And then within hours, you're looking at what appears to be the Gulf of Mexico, that it's just the waves
Gulf
are crashing.
Of America, Mike.
Shut up. I knew that was coming. But anyway,
I wanted to beat him to it.
Yeah, I know you did. But anyway, it's scary.
People really underestimate the power of water. It can be just the kinetic energy that it comes when it flows in. It can take everything with it. Now, do we know the names of the upcoming hurricanes?
I don't have that. I just say, even if you're outside of that forecast cone, be afraid. The scariest thing next to storm surge and everything we have down here are the tornadoes that get spawned, because those go all over the state. So be afraid. Be very, very afraid. And it is, Josh, forecast to be a light season?
They're saying a light season, yes.
I don't know. You know, we always try to figure it out, what our May is like and what our June is like, and how that bodes for
hurricane. Don't you feel that they're still guessing on a lot of that stuff? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't think they know. But, 100%. Mike, even a light season will put lots of algae in your water down there, because all the fertilizer will wash into the waterway.
Well, I know that there have been many Gribblies that have happened in the great state of Florida. One last note on Little League. Mm-hmm. There is a location down here. It's referred to, I think it's Fort Myers American Legion Park. I think that's where it's called. They call it FMA. I believe the A is for American Legion. And this is in the heart of downtown Fort Myers. And I will
say, all the skyscrapers are there?
Well, there's one. Yeah. You know, it's a condo. As you get down there, and on a stagnant day, low cloud cover, 92 degrees, I checked it, 10,000% humidity that we had. And next door to this ball yard, and it's a nice facility, fields are maintained beautifully, they've got a nice little concession operation there, it's next to an aquatic center. But if you want to know the priorities of retirees down here who pay the absolute non-existent taxes,
right?
You know, they don't have an income tax down here. So, you know, and they have put this place on the same border, right next to a septic treatment plant.
Perfect.
And the thing that was happening yesterday, and I kid you not about this, is that it was so hot. And
how
so it was
hot
so
was it?
It was so hot and humid. Every now and then we would get a breeze, a light breeze, and it was like an air conditioner. It felt so good. However,
oh dear.
About a split second after that breeze would cool you off, you would get poop stink coming from the sewage treatment. And God knows what we were breathing in the air down there.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Thanks so much for that. I appreciate that.
So, I mean, if you want the breeze, you get that. Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, the problem down there, it's your dew point. You got problems with your dew point.
Got a notification.
What does it say?
From the Little League. Hold on.
It's not going to be on Tuesday.
We'll let you know tomorrow.
Right. Free tickets to the septic tank. What does it say, Mike?
Just got a phone call asking for our game to be switched to tonight.
That God works for everybody, doesn't it?
I mean,
when you sign up for Little League, especially like a travel team like this, they expect you to be available all the time.
Yeah, you're on call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Michael!
Start stretching.
Yeah. Oil that glove.
Be aware of the fact that your game may be tonight.
Cork that bat.
They changed the time for the game, so you might have one tonight.
No video games. You got to rest that arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Ruttenberg. Okay. What? I'm saying that the game might be tonight. It says Joey. It doesn't say.
First pitch midnight, right, Josh?
Yeah.
Under the lights.
All right, so that's it. I'm sorry. It's real time. This is real. We record this in real time. Some of you are experiencing it live, like the people on our YouTube channel. And by the way, give us a like on YouTube. We would appreciate that. And we would appreciate a subscription as well. Massive. And we would appreciate you sharing the good word about the Mike O'Mara Show. We appreciate that. By the way, we are up on a break. We will continue with this feast of info for you, ladies and gentlemen.
This feast of poop stank.
It's my life. I can't help myself. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back with some tidbits for you right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses, so when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Oh, they pull it out of their ass. Josh is right. You got to be on call. That's the way
yes,
it goes.
Mama
just ducked in here for a second. Way to go. Thank you. I love having her back. She was out of town this weekend. I was out of sorts. Great to have her back. Hit the
prayer
music.
Breakfast.
We're ready. Prayer breakfast. Always. Yeah. Always, Rob Spiewak. All right. The secret is out. I said to my kid at one point, if there was a concert with the lovely and extraordinarily charismatic Dua Lipa,
yes,
I would take my kid. I would get that somebody okay. We would share musically. Pop superstar Dua Lipa and actor Callum Turner. Do you know this guy, Callum Turner? Do you know this? They officially tied the knot. Dua Lipa is off the market, ladies
good
and gentlemen.
Good for her and good for him.
The couple held a quiet, intimate town hall ceremony in London on Saturday. Fans are already buzzing over the photos of Dua rocking a stunning white skirt suit. And what is a white skirt suit?
I would think it would be a skirt with
not
like a
gown, right?
Like, no, like a matching coat, maybe?
Which, well, you have? I thought you had one.
I do, but mine's okay. Red.
A wide-brimmed hat as well. If you are looking for the massive star-studded blowout, do not panic. Word is they are heading to a lavish 17th century villa, and it's going to be in Sicily next week with Elton John on the guest list and Charlie XCX also on the guest list.
I predict this marriage will last.
I think it will. I think she's got her act together.
Yeah, I do too.
I think she's... No, you don't. You're mocking. Your tone is mocking. You can't hide like that.
No, Mike.
There she is right there.
There's the white skirt dress.
Oh, lovely. Doing very, very royal. Yes. Very royal looking right there.
Something like Kate would wear. I do think it's going to last because they announced the wedding after the fact and it's low key. If they were doing it as a showbiz thing where they started teasing it weeks out, that's trouble. But the fact they had a small wedding, I think they're going to be okay.
All right, hold on just a second.
She's my favorite dua.
All right.
Shut up!
I don't know why you doubt my sincerity, Mike. I love love.
A United Airlines flight heading from Newark to Stop it, dogs!
They just found out the game is tonight.
Jesus!
They're excited.
Trying to make a living here, and it's a terrible living, but it's fun.
Subscribe to the channel. Hit the like button. Thank you.
A United Airlines flight heading from Newark to Spain, or as I like to say, Espain, was forced to pull a dramatic midair U-turn on Saturday night. The cause?
Yeah.
A passenger's poorly named Bluetooth device.
Okay.
Can you believe that? All the way? I mean, that far away? I mean, really, you know, from Jersey all the way to Spain?
Yeah.
The name raised immediate security concerns for the crew, prompting air traffic control to divert the entire plane back to New Jersey, back to Newark. Is there anything worse, more depressing than going back to Newark?
Imagine you are imagining landing in Spain in the springtime or early summer, the most beautiful place on earth, and you get out and it's Newark, New Jersey.
Maybe the person that owned the AirPods might have thought of a better name other than this was the name of the AirPods.
Okay.
This device will self-destruct.
That's not a good name.
that's what they had as the identifier.
Oh, no.
And that's what caused all the FUD, ladies and gentlemen.
Why would you not just call it like what I do? Rob's AirPods. Rob's iPhone. That's what you got to do.
Michael's AirPods. Yes. That's what I have on mine. Josh, do you have fancy names for yours?
Well, this is not the name of the AirPods. This is the name of the phone. So they want someone, they want to screw people and make people think there's an issue.
Josh's phone is named Trump 28 is what it's called.
My phone is labeled Josh's phone.
Okay, so we're all very simple. Yes. That's it. I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated, all right?
No.
Knock it off. Now, you guys, are you watching Euphoria like I am?
I don't take HBO.
Okay.
I tried again this weekend to watch Euphoria.
Too dirty?
No.
Not dirty enough.
I'm a little creeped out that they're high school kids, but
they're really not now.
But the show's been on so long; they're 30 now,
no,
right?
They're all adults, married, and all that stuff now.
But I started. I get that, but I started season one this weekend to try to see what all the hype is about this show.
Okay, all right.
I'm intrigued with some of the storylines, but creeped out that they're high school kids.
Here's the thing: if you can get by the adult content, I think it is one of the more brilliant shows ever created. I think so because they do the suspense well, and they do the acting, especially from Zendaya, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I didn't watch the finale last night, so I have to do that today at some point. If
weren't you going to do it tonight? But then the game. Now you can't. Maybe watch it at the game.
All right, so this is the latest on Euphoria. If you don't want even anything that whiffs of a spoiler alert and you haven't watched it yet, turn me off right now. Not like Euphoria turns me on. No, I haven't watched it because I don't think these are spoilers. This is the news that's dominating social. Euphoria finally aired its highly anticipated, deeply delayed season 3 finale. They did it last night. Creator Sam Levinson absolutely cleared the board, accordingly. That's not the word I wanted to use. Shockingly, he killed off characters. I won't give you the number. I know it now because I've ruined the spoiler. He killed off characters.
I have one that died. We'll see.
Okay. I can't read. I just read my own spoiler, and I'm not going to do it to the. I'm not going to do it to the listeners or the viewers. Fans are in a frenzy. They're fiercely debating whether this was a stroke of narrative genius or a total betrayal. It is.
You can't betray. I mean, this is the end of it, right? It's done. So you can't betray anybody.
I want to enjoy it, and now I can't because of my own big mouth that I didn't read ahead.
You know what you are, Mike?
Damn it.
Blabbermouth.
I'm a blabbermouth.
Is this the final season?
Yeah.
It's not another season?
I don't know.
I think this is the series finale. I liked season 2 when they had Betty White. I thought that was the strongest plot.
When you don't watch something and you don't take it seriously, it somehow annoys me.
I'm jealous because I'd love to be watching it.
Well, then, maybe one less microphone, right?
What does that mean?
You bagged HBO because you couldn't grift them into giving it to you for free.
I've never been able to grift streamers. That's tough work. I've tried. And Mike, I have some mics up right now, and if one of them sells, I'm on it.
I don't know what outside of Euphoria, what would be the timely thing for HBO Max right now. Josh, you were going to say something?
Oh, I was going to say I've watched about 4 episodes, and it is the Zendaya storyline with the drugs that's keeping me intrigued.
Okay.
And her drug dealer.
So we'll, speculate all you want, but I'll have to watch it now to catch up.
If I do get HBO, I will watch Euphoria and then catch up on old episodes of Arliss.
Arliss. Robert Wool.
The very talented Robert Wool. That's awesome.
That pull? Very,
very
good.
Wool. Nicely done.
That's very, very exciting.
I did try this weekend. We were looking for something to watch, and I put on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What did you think?
Oh, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've seen many of it. I love it.
I'm still the only one that doesn't like it.
Kelly's never seen it.
What did Kelly think of it?
I skipped like the first like 7-8 seasons because it looks like home videos and went to a more modern season. She said that it, she knows why I now argue that way, that it's a northern thing. The talking and the yelling back and forth when you're not really fighting.
Okay. All right.
Okay, she said, that makes sense.
She said that's interesting.
She understands me a little better from seeing a little bit
well,
of Larry
now
David.
I understand that it's a, and by the way, I'm doing a very poor impression of Kelly. But she said, well, now I understand it's a northern thing that you northerners do when you shout over each other without one lick of politeness at all. That's now I understand. So it's not my cup of tea, mind you.
She thought
you.
It was just my family. Now she knows it's all of us up there.
I think Curb actually shares a little real estate with Euphoria. In that one of their sellable elements is how uncomfortable it can make you.
It can make you cry. Rob and I, Josh, you may know this, you may not know this. Do you know that Rob and I did a dual character bit called The Southern Bells?
Oh, it's been a while, yeah.
It's were you aware of the Southern Bells? Mm-hmm.
You want them now or you want them to return tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. He wants to tease.
I'm saying I know people requested a little opening vignette.
Okay, then maybe
Bells
tomorrow.
Are probably preparing for the USA 250.
Okay, or maybe They've the Southern Bells. Don't you love it when he produces content? He loves to
I'm
do that.
You know,
if it was up to him, he would tell us what to do every effing day.
It's like having Pony back, isn't it?
Perhaps tomorrow, after one of the principals sees Euphoria. We could discuss that, and you know, maybe even you could find a highlight or two, Rob Spivak.
I would like that.
You know, on the now that it's aired, you probably could see the whole thing. But,
probably,
you know. But we
and also I know that the Bells have opinions about the White House fighting.
Yes,
and the fair.
Yes, so. bring it to the table. Okay, the Southern Bells. There's a tease, Josh. They will appear tomorrow on the show.
On
the next
Michael Mara show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Speaking of Euphoria, Sydney Sweeney, who is these guys? Life is passing me by because these significant others, I don't know. Scooter Braun.
He's from Mobile.
I thought that was the Taylor Swift guy that like stole all her music or whatever.
I don't know the dude.
Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun.
Scooter.
That's an old, God, that's old. Scooter Braun and Sydney Sweeney, paparazzi saw them going full incognito for a date night in Times Square. Well, if you're going to go incognito, maybe you don't want to go to Times Square.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Scooter discovered Justin Bieber and manages Bieber's career and Ariana Grande's career, works with Demi Lovato, Kanye West, Tori Kelly.
You mean Demi Lovato?
He
meant what he
didn't
said.
Say.
Yeah. They were full incognito, Mike. They were in the middle of Times Square, and they were both holding sparklers.
If he is a manager, does that mean he's an older? Is this a May-December thing that we've got going here?
44 years old.
Oh, whoa! And she's like 20-something, right? Of course she is. Way to go.
How do you feel about an age difference like that in a relationship?
I go like
she
this.
She is 28 years old.
Yes.
So 16 years.
Yeah.
Hi, it's a Scooter. I like him young.
Wow. let me see. The pair wore low-profile disguises, rented city bikes, grabbed casual burgers, and blended right into the New York City crowds. There's nothing quite like managing multi-million-dollar empires but still needing to rent a city bike to feel alive.
Do you think Sydney's people put that out, or did Scooter's people put that out?
It would be hard to say, but obviously it got people talking, and Scooter is a manager, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And their nice fancy costumes were hoodies. They put on hoodies.
They were dressed up like Elmo, like those guys that make you take your picture in Times Square.
Not that I relate to it, but I will be fascinated to continue to follow that line of story. I'll keep going.
Gross.
A tribute goes out to Rob's dad today because I have a story which he would have liked a lot. Today marks what would have been the 100th birthday of someone your dad liked a whole lot, and that's Marilyn Monroe.
He had a framed picture of her in his home. He loved Marilyn Monroe.
Is celebrating the cinematic icon's centennial milestones by looking back at the long lineage of actresses who have attempted to step into her legendary white dress, from Michelle Williams to Ana de Armas. And yeah, he was a huge, and I too am a huge fan of Marilyn Monroe. I love
it. I think that, who was the first of Michelle Williams? I think she probably did it best, but the movie was horrible.
Yeah,
that was
movie.
The problem. And also, while you bring up my dad, I'd like to remind everyone that's listening that my dad's celebration of life is at Jimmy's this month, June 20th, from 2 to 6. And I know that so many listeners of this show that got to encounter him, and he touched them and they touched him, not in a sexual way, but he had great relationships.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah. He had great relationships. I know. He had great relationships with so many people on the show, and I think it would be wonderful if you guys could come out. We would love to see you there and raise a glass to my pop. We're looking forward to it. So thank
absolutely.
You.
I'll ask everyone, where did he touch you?
Show me on the doll.
And I will say, yay for everybody.
Yay That's for Marilyn.
Yay for Marilyn. Yeah, finally today. Over in viral news, Tampa International Airport caused a massive internet panic. This is as though they may have called me to say, what could we do for fun?
Okay, good, good.
I love this. They caused a massive internet panic after posting on social media that pajamas were officially banned at the facility, after frequent flyers lost their minds defending their right to wear sweatpants on a 6 a.m. flight.
God.
Airport officials admitted it was all just a satirical joke about modern travel fashion. I know. I feel as though there might be a Generation Jones individual that is in this.
They should have responded and just said, okay, we'll allow pajamas until 9 a.m.
That's good. That's excellent. Like breakfast at McDonald's.
Yeah. Right. I say yay. Yay for Tampa.
Tampa.
I hope nobody gets in trouble with that because, don't worry, slobs. Your flannel pants are safe for now.
I liked, Mike, when we used to travel and you always wore a suit.
Always. Three-piece.
And a tiny thin tie.
Yeah. With lapels on the vest.
That's excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you ever hit that point in the day where your brain says, I'm full. Let us do no more. That's exactly why I want to tell you about Soul Out of Office THC Gummies and Drinks. Soul makes THC gummies and drinks designed to help you relax, unwind, and actually enjoy your downtime. Whether you're trying to chill after work, sleep better, laugh more with friends, or just quiet the nonstop chaos in your head when someone tells you you can't wear your pajamas, Soul's got a gummy for that. Their gummies taste great, the drinks are super refreshing, and everything is made with high-quality ingredients and clearly labeled doses, so you know exactly what you're getting every time. Here's the best part. No hangover, no weird mystery experience, just a smoother way to relax and take your mind out of office for a bit. Thousands of people are already making Soul part of their evening routine. So if you are ready to upgrade your chill time, check out Soul Out of Office Gummies and Drinks today. Your brain has earned the vacation.
I agree.
Plus, they are Spiwak and Soroka approved. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30, as they say in Ireland. 30% off. 30%. That's what it is, people. Yes, hooray.
I don't hand out a lot of advice, but did you know that on YouTube they have every Three Stooges short ever made? Mm-hmm. And if you take a 10 from Soul and watch a Three Stooges short, you're going to have a great time. So funny. Very funny.
You do it nightly, don't you?
I do. I actually, not as much as I once did, but there was an every night policy for a while. Yes.
He wanted to low key this. I say to our listening audience, we're not that addled and ill on this show. We just talk I'm about addled. Our, yeah, Rob might be the addled one, but I mean, yeah. Rob's doing his best to you know, he goes to the doctor and he tries to fix himself. So we give him points for that.
We're turning it around, Mike.
What I don't expect is for the youngest one of our trifecta to bring with him I went to the hospital comment before we're going on the air.
Well, my medical stuff has all gone downhill since I joined this show.
It happens.
It's a magical environment.
It might be age. It happens. It might be this.
Yeah, well, you're not, I mean, you're in your 40s, Rob's in his 50s, and I'm in my 60s. When you say you went to the hospital, Rob and I immediately think something horrible. Something
well, I mean,
awful.
It's true. I mean, people have had strokes.
So I did something where I've had pain in my, like, left shoulder, pectoral area, like ribs.
It's your heart.
It's
your heart,
Joe.
From what I can, it started last weekend, and I've tried to nail down, and I believe what I did is I dove into bed too hard. I dove in, as the nurse said.
Wow.
Hold on.
Yes, I know. Exactly.
You dove into bed?
Were we excited to get to bed?
I was excited to go. There might have been a soul gummy involved. Maybe I was just ready to get to bed and watch a show and came home late. So I dove into bed.
Are we saying, wait a minute, stop, listen. Are we talking about hurling yourself in exhaustion? Is that the way you normally fall into bed like a lot of people do?
As the nurse said, it's more like I Superman into the bed.
Like jump.
Like
did she know this or did you tell her this?
Explaining it to her.
Okay, good.
Were you doing it to be funny?
Yes.
Or sexy.
I was just being silly.
Okay, so you're fooling around. You're roughhousing is what you were doing.
And I landed on my chest and hurt something like right here where I can't narrow it down. I know if I press here, it hurts. And it hurts. Yeah, it's a definitely moron injury. So it has hurt for about a week. It's pretty steady, hurts all the time. But if I move, if I get up, if I bend, if I pick something up, it hurts real bad.
I want to ask this question because I'm curious too. How old is Joe Rogan? Do we know how old Joe is? Is he?
I'd like to venture. I think he's
late 50. I think he's
late 50s. You think he's older than that? Okay,
I think he's late 50s.
Okay, he's 58.
58.
Oh, you nailed
it. I was right.
Buddy.
There you go. All right, go ahead. So you dive in like Superman and you injure yourself.
So that's the only thing I can track back to. That must have been what did it. I know it started hurting last weekend, and so I ignored it all week and
bed, was there anyone else in the bed when you dove into it?
No.
Here I come, Kelly!
I don't even think anyone else was in the house.
Okay.
I think it was just me by myself.
That's good.
Excited for some peace and quiet in a movie or something.
But it was so bad that you went to the ER? So
it's been pain for a week. And I've just been ignoring it, saying, well, it's whatever. It'll go away. It's probably just a bruise. There's no visible bruising. And finally, it's been getting worse and hurting more. So yesterday, Kelly's been telling me every day for a week to go to the doctor.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Finally, yesterday, I said, all right, it hurts a lot right now. Let's go get it looked at. Because I was worried, did I break a rib or something stupid? Sure. Like, is there a fracture in there? So I went.
But even a broken rib, they just tell you to sit it out, right? They're not going to put you in a body cast.
That's what they've done with all your broken ribs, Rob, right?
Well, I had mine removed and slathered in barbecue sauce.
So
slathered.
She scared me enough about, but it could be blood infection. It could be that
blood infection,
something else.
Oh, my God, MRSA, it's going to kill you.
Right. I got scared it could be anything else. So I said, fine, let's go to the hospital. So I went to the emergency.
This is the amusement park thing you guys like. They're petri dishes.
Well, it's also.
I haven't been in over a year, Mike. That's not what caused my.
It's also. We have a hospital here that's brand new. It's clean. No one's ever there. It's better than going to urgent care.
He's like talking about a grocery store. It's brand new and clean. I got news for you. Old hospitals can be clean because it's a hospital.
You know how many patients I saw in this hospital?
How many?
None.
That's because they're all done.
Now, I did hear a doctor yell at a patient down the hall, yelling at a dad or something, saying, just do your job and be quiet and leave me alone.
See, that's what you need. That's what you need in a hospital.
So I enjoyed that. But, so I said, I need to at least go get an x-ray. So I went and got an x-ray. Nothing showed up on the x-ray. And the doctor gets me scared because she said, yeah, it could just be a pulled muscle or something. You got to breathe into this thing to keep your lungs moving. But it could also be shingles.
Is it the thing that said, when you
well,
breathe
no, no,
into
no,
it?
No, 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 stop, stop, the ball stop. Goes hold up. On. Shingles, yeah. Shingles.
So she immediately says shingles. She said, well, asked if you had other symptoms or whatever. I'm like, no, no, no. She said shiver. And I said, well, yeah, the past two nights. And I don't know where it came from. So then she got me nervous about shingles. So now I am supposed to, because apparently you can have pain for a week before the rash shows up for shingles. So now I have to keep an eye on it and check for shingles every day. And maybe I didn't hurt myself by diving into bed, but no. I have shingles.
Somebody wrote, Jack O'Bannon said, how is jumping on a bed cause shingles?
Exactly.
Like the body is a very saying, complicated thing.
Because they are saying that maybe I didn't hurt myself from diving in, just the timing is shingles. Now, I don't believe it's shingles. I still think I hurt myself, but now, I have to now keep an eye on.
Is a variant of chicken pox, if I believe right. Is that right?
Yeah, so they said if you have, because I said, well, how would I get shingles? And they said, if you got shingles as a, if you got chicken pox as a kid,
yeah.
Which I did when I was like 10 or 11.
Nice.
Then it can stay in your body for decades, and it can be brought up by stress.
I got vaxxed.
That's what they told
for,
me.
Yes, so did
for,
I.
For shingles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder, was good. There's a, wonder if I did. Or no, I probably didn't.
I wonder if I did.
You're too young to get it.
Yeah.
Go to your
but
portal.
I do now have my little breathing tube.
Can we see an example of how you do, please? Is that breathing in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all in.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Can you hold it up again?
Can you go to the top? I can go to the top.
I don't know. I've never tried.
Try the top. Right, first of all, I'll show you how to do it. I've done this. I had a pulmonary embolism. Yeah.
So they want me to breathe
Mike
into
wins.
This every hour because they're worried that it could cause pneumonia.
Okay,
but
here
it
we
doesn't
go.
Hurt when I
so
breathe or anything.
Exhale as much as you can and then do a real good suck. All right. Three.
Like this show.
Two, one.
Prepare the death reel.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
Wow.
I'm curious. Get some help. I can understand the handle on one side, but the handle that you're not holding.
That's where, ladies and gentlemen, in the okay, the handle, what about the handle? As it I just, really wanted to go to a perfect time for a break and he effed it up again.
It's just one handle. I was blocking the other.
Okay. Just
glad we got
sure.
that on. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss food because I think all of this is dietary. I think it's all diet related, and I think everything is. And the three of us eat like crap. So let me tell you what isn't, ladies and gentlemen. Do you love your gas grill? Are you rocking a Blackstone like I am?
Oh,
oh God, do I love my Blackstone. Or perhaps you got the old school Weber, you know, the charcoal warrior.
I love it.
It doesn't matter. Listen up. Grilling season has arrived and Omaha Steaks is showing up with the beef. Their famous steak burger sale is officially on, and these aren't those sad, flimsy, grocery store. Let me try it again. Jesus. Tongue twister time. And these aren't those sad, flimsy grocery store hockey pucks. Oh, no. These things, unrewarding. That's why
I don't think that's a tongue twister.
I think it is for me. So I'm the one that reads
it. I will
it.
Alter.
These things are big, thick, juicy steakhouse quality monsters made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, brisket, and sirloin. This is burger royalty, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking backyard bragging rights, the kind of burgers that make your grill for just 19. Wait a minute. The kind of burgers that make your grill. Okay, that make your grill. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For just $99.99, you get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 reasons to fire up the flame straight from freezer to grill to your face. Just ridiculously delicious and delivered right to your front door. No mystery meat, no corners cut. Just premium beef and pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank you, so get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, and as a bonus, bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike. I love it when you say Mike. Say it as many times as you can. Terms apply. See site for details.
I had the Wagyu Smash Burgers on Saturday, and what's so great about them, they cook fast.
They're from the freezer. Good.
Yes.
Even from the freezer, which
makes them...
Put them
on frozen, and they're no time. They're delicious. So good.
Speaking of, when you go and spend the bulk of your weekend where you have not prepared, and there are, God love them, there are parents that prepare. There are parents that bring coolers. There are parents that bring, wagons filled with snackery and everything, and perhaps some healthy. As a matter of fact, one of the moms loaned my son a big cup of fresh fruit. It was beautiful to watch. But the vast majority of us are the victims of what's convenient.
But do you look forward to it? Do you look forward to grabbing something from the snack bar?
That would be a hard no.
Wow. Okay. I thought there was a couple things that were good.
Because you eat garbage. You do. And that's what I wrote this. God, we eat gross in America. And I wrote down nasty wings, cheap pizza, mashed pig parts in hot dogs.
Had it all this weekend.
Dirty smoked meats. You know, the hockey puck burgers that Rob mentioned in the commercial, they're not the good ones that are tasty, the burgers.
People push their luck with pizza more than any other crap food.
There's a pizza I'm not going to, because I am so down on it that I am not going to mention them by name.
Okay.
Don't know if it would matter anyway. I don't believe they're a national chain. When you combine bad cheese distributorship with distribution, I should say.
Yeah.
Bad cheese distribution with just a little too burned, a bad crust that doesn't have flavor anyway.
Right.
And a tomato sauce that I have no idea what septic tank they got it out of. It was the worst pizza. And it's just, it makes me realize.
And yet we eat it anyway.
Well, the whole weekend, there was nothing I ate that I found at all remotely satisfying other than that trough food that we eat in the country. Now, do they eat better in European countries? Probably. No. They don't?
I don't think so.
No, they do. They use olives and everything.
When you went to Europe, you probably sought out the American pablum that you would eat. I'm saying
I ate pasta and pizza is what I ate.
Good. And free breadsticks. When I was in the south of France, Mike, the food was extraordinary.
Even like casual dining that you could get?
You could go to like a place that looked like it would be almost like a McDonald's or a Sheetz. And I was like, I'll have the salad niçoise. And they'd give you something that was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And they just care. What did your friend, the four-star chef, say?
You know why you Americans get bad food? Because you accept it.
Exactly. We do. No one ever turns down bad pizza.
Or a cheeseburger.
You're right.
Right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Or a hot dog, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. You go and you get one of those, you go to a snack bar, and they microwave you a cheeseburger that's sealed in plastic.
Right.
That's the whole deal.
You know what we have during the regular Little League season? My lady Myra that runs the Snack Shack.
Myra.
Do you know what she does?
What?
Empanadas.
She makes those. She's made empanadas, but she also will come up with a jambalaya once in a while. She makes
food. Great in the summer heat.
That is the weirdest baseball food.
It's wonderful that she does that. She makes homemade food, and she serves it at the ballpark for the regular season.
You know? I'm sure that's code.
God bless her.
Yeah, that's good.
God bless that lovely lady.
While you're talking food, we need an update on this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You made it.
I did not.
Oh.
Saturday after the game, we're driving home. Carla's out of town. I told my son to run into the convenience store and get me a baked good of some kind. I wanted a convenience store baked good. They look gross in like 7-Elevens, but I am a fan. I am a fan matter how old. I have a number one seed you would be grossed out at.
Give me a few of the baked goods that you would have found acceptable. Not necessarily your number one seed. But
at Wawa?
Yeah.
A honey bun.
Okay. Is it packaged honey bun, or is it like one that they have behind the counter?
The one I prefer is the one that they would have in the little bakery.
And, cool. Okay.
Yeah, and Wawa now individually wraps all their baked goods.
Thank you. So they're still in plastic. Music. Mm-hmm. He's making, O'Bannon's making me laugh today.
Yeah. If you're running in to grab a baked good at Wawa, I would go with the pretzel.
Well, they see, I want sweet. I don't want savory.
You want sweet. Okay.
Yeah. I want, and the other baked good that I know this will gross people out because it sits usually in the upper left-hand corner of the 7-Eleven baked goods.
Yes.
And it is the apple fritter.
Mike, 100% agree.
Mike, that's my fritter go-to at 7-Eleven.
It is the bomb.
And if your grocery store makes them, all the better. Because oftentimes they are fried that morning. They are sensational. Yeah.
And by the way, all the crappy food that we eat, you know, I think if you get a nice, real good, like Jimmy's poutine.
Yeah.
That's good. A really good French fry. But like the vast majority of French fries, crap. The vast majority of wings, crap. My son likes Wingstop. I think it sucks.
It's not great.
I think it totally
good sucks. Environment. Good environment. And Mike, right. I really feel the chat room needs to hear you talk about fruit fritters.
So,
but I want to know, how did the baked good turn into ice cream?
I'll tell you in a minute. But first, Josh, I'd like to remind you. You like to go? Did you when you were in Maryland? Did you take trips down to the beach?
Well, I didn't need to because I lived right by St. Margaret's Road.
Oh, yes. St. Margaret's Road is where I live, too. But yes. I would still like to go down to the real beach, which would be, we would have Dewey Beach, Rehoboth, Ocean City. And the cool thing, very near where Josh referenced St. Margaret's Road, there was a restaurant that was right off the highway, which is Route 50, I should mention, for those of you, that travels down to the Bay Bridge, a wonderful structure that gives you a pucker factor you won't get from many bridges in America.
Right.
And to the right was a little place called the Whitehall Inn.
Yeah, no longer open.
Unfortunately.
Sadly.
Sad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just a wonderful meal you could get. You could get crabs. You could, and I'm not talking about the kind that are pubic lice.
Did you like the surf and turf?
Love the surf and turf, sure. Which was, by the way, could be a shrimp or it could be a lobster tail.
Yeah.
Whichever fish you wish.
any fish you wish.
Any fish you wish. And so the Whitehall Inn, but what they were famous for was their confection that everybody wanted one of. You normally can go get meal bread in a restaurant. They can bring out some rolls.
Rye. But
Whitehall had a delicious product that I think anytime anybody walks through the door, they should try.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed that.
But now you can get them at Sheetz. Or Heinz or any 7-Eleven. Of the great convenience stores.
Which, okay, if you're talking about a convenience store fritter, who would have the best? Because I'd like to know, because I like the fritter.
In my neighborhood, I don't have a Wawa. I'd go with Sheetz. They bring their baked goods in daily.
I think these 7-Eleven.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I got to ask him this. I have to ask him this. How the hell do you know that?
I've seen it come in the morning.
Okay, you
and
didn't
also
ask?
I've never had a stale donut. Ask. Never had
you
a stale donut.
You didn't ask Tubby Boots. You didn't ask.
The quality of employee at my Sheetz is not one that likes to entertain a question.
All right, very good, Josh. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
The 7-Eleven baked goods are a step above the Wawa baked goods.
You agree, Rob?
I don't know.
I forgot. They have them all over on the road, but you never leave your home.
When I go to 7-Eleven, I'm more of a hot dog guy.
How many miles is the 7-Eleven that you go to from your house?
It's like a mile and a half. It's right across from the fire station.
There it is.
And that's why you've pumped gas once since purchasing the car.
Twice, thank you. But I got a lot of miles out of it.
Michael claimed, and he may be claimed in error, because I like to send him in with the debit card to, you know, get what he wants to get.
Oh, so he wasn't clutching like a $5 bill in his hand?
He knows how to use the old debit. He said they didn't have any baked goods that you would like, Dad. So I got you one of those pre-made milkshakes you can get in the convenience store.
Yes.
Mint chocolate chip, and I give it a solid 6. It was very good.
You have to hook it up to like a machine, right?
I wasn't in there, so I can't tell you that.
Because I think it's frozen hall. Yeah, frozen solid, and then you put it in the machine, and it goes.
Because Wawa also has where they'll make like the fresh milkshakes for you.
That's true in the little kitchen area.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you want a milkshake, you're thinking Chick-fil-A or, God forbid, Five Guys.
Thanks, Rob. This is the dumbest show in America. I started ice cream, and then after the second game, the first game, I'm sorry, was it Sunday? When did we do it?
Well, yeah, once you break the rule, just go all in.
Yeah.
After the second game on Saturday, we might have stopped at Rita's. Sure. Are you aware of Rita's frozen
ice,
custard?
Right? Yes. Yeah. Italian every time ice you bring custard. Up Rita's, you ask if anyone else has these in the world. They're this everywhere.
They're everywhere. Fantastic.
Well, I mean, it's better what you normally do is a margaritas.
No. Rita's, Rob, the famous...
Do you have a Jeremiah's?
We don't.
You?
No, we don't.
Jeremiah's is like a step above Rita's.
Really? Yeah, but it's Christian.
Yeah.
It's a Christian outfit?
It's a Christian ice cream outfit.
You ready for the Rita's, Rob?
Yeah.
The gelati?
Yeah.
If you want a big one?
Yeah.
You get,
that's the ice cream in the middle of the Italian ice.
Yeah.
You get the custard, Italian ice, custard, Italian ice, custard.
What
you
what
can get
flavor,
those at
Italian
King's
ice?
Dominion, you can get those
I go,
too.
I go, okay, Jesus Christ, expand your horizons. I will say this, it is the cherry Italian ice.
Strong, very strong.
I go lemon. Mm-hmm.
Lemon, interesting.
Lemon
interesting.
Plays well with vanilla. Have you ever had the frozen lemonade at Chick-fil-A where they put their soft serve into frozen lemonade and mix it up?
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Oh, I love this show. We'll take a break and we will come back with some video from Rob Spiewak. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about something near and dear to my heart. And you might say, well, Mike, what is it? Are all your sponsors near and dear to your heart?
Yes.
Well, this one is particularly near to my heart because I'm married to her. This is the Internet's Mike O'Mara. Have you heard everyone talking about peptides? Well, they are. Peptides are basically tiny chains of amino acids that help support your body's natural processes. Think of them as little messengers that tell your body what it needs to do. Need more energy? There's peptide for that. Do you want healthier hair, better sleep, stronger nails, and better looking skin? Yeah, they have them.
By the way, Mike, you look good today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Are you trying to lose the last 5 to 15 pounds or maybe even 30, 50, 80, or 100 pounds? Yes. There are peptides for all of that. If you're recovering from surgery, dealing with inflammation, nursing an old injury, ask me about BPC-157, one of the most talked about peptides for recovery and wellness support. And check this out. LEMD peptides come from a 503A compounding pharmacy. Why does that matter? Because quality, safety, and proper oversight matter when it comes to what you're putting in your body. We also have the brand new CloStack. Four powerful peptides combined into one convenient formula. GHKCU, KBV, BPC-157, and TB-500. Now, it sounds like a lot of letters and numbers, but this stuff can change your life. Not sure where to start? That's what Carla is there for. Reach out and she will help point you in the right direction based on your goals. She's an expert on this stuff. Plus, payment plans are available as well. HSA and FSA cards accepted. And Klarna is DermGlow's favorite option. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight loss and peptides button. Let's find the right option for you, and the future is at DermGlowSkin.com. Hit the music, Slim.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
As a tick, Mike. I want to start with this, even though this happened over the weekend, I've watched it 8 billion times. The explosion on the test pad for the Blue Origin rocket.
I have watched it and I haven't gotten good sound from it.
I think that my theory on that is that it is so loud, the gating on the microphones might have shut it out.
Yeah.
But the video is amazing. I mean, it looks like Star Wars. Look at this. The fire is just...
That's all the fuel right there.
Yeah, it's too much. Oh, my God.
Was this in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, Canaveral.
This was in Cape Canaveral. You could see it from miles away.
Yeah. Wow. So
terrifying.
Every time you guys can talk about how important it is we go back to the moon, I look at that and I say,
Rob, you're frozen for me, pal.
Okay, let me jump out and come back in. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think about your confection before we get Rob back with more video here. That it's lemon. What's the Chick-fil-A thing that they put in? It's a sorbet.
What they take their lemonade and their ice dream, which is what they call their ice cream because it's not technically ice cream. So it's called an ice dream.
Right.
And it's a lot more ice than normal ice cream inside it. But they blend the two together. So you get like a milkshakey, frosty.
Kind of a creamsicle drink. Type thing?
Like a creamsicle thing, lemon and ice cream. Yeah, not bad.
So the answer to the question is I did have ice cream over the weekend, so I blew it.
Yeah, who owes who money then?
I believe I picked Saturday.
Saturday was the day.
I believe we knew it wouldn't get through a Little League weekend.
Saturday was the day.
Okay, I'll buy you a funnel cake at America 250, Josh.
All right. That's
what we'll do.
Share it at the top of the Ferris wheel.
Who is your favorite Elliot, Mike?
Jim.
I know. But Sam is good too, right?
I'm a big fan of The Morning.
Yeah.
Sam is my favorite Elliot.
Yeah. I didn't realize that he had a personal connection. And by the way, we're not supposed to say Smokey the Bear anymore. It's Smokey Bear. But even in an interview.
Whoa.
Wait. Why can't we say the?
Why can't we say Smokey the Bear?
That's what his name is. His name is Smokey Bear, according to the most recent campaign.
Oh, well, fuck them.
Okay, duly noted. But even as something as trivial as Smokey the Bear or Smokey Bear, Sam Elliott is just fun to listen to talk.
I know you were Smokey the Bear.
Well, apparently you do.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You know what was interesting is I've been doing that voice for a long time, not the commercials that they're doing now. Now he's very talkative. You know, like everybody today. He's got something to say.
I love
that. I was born on the same day and year that campaign began.
Wow. On the exact same day?
On the exact same day.
When was that?
August 9th, 1944.
Wow. Cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, it's not unbelievable. But it's
believable.
It's believable. I don't like the term unbelievable. It was overused by a particular regular featured character on the Mike O'Mara show by the name of Dennis Murphy.
I thought you were going with someone else who also said amazing.
Sam Elliott. Boy,
he's entertaining, right?
Just a throwaway comment. He talks a lot like everybody does today. Everybody's got something to say. That is
I
the
love
truth.
That.
I believe the proper name would be Smokey Bear the Bear.
Smokey Bear the Bear?
I think Bear the Bear.
Oh, man. What's wrong with society?
Mike, live TV. Yeah. Do we love it? Of course we do.
True.
Because things happen, and you know, you don't get a lot of it anymore. Halle Berry still manages to look stunning. And
lovely.
She did not hear something correctly on the Today Show. And it threw me, too. So let's go to that tape.
For one more. Biggest ick.
Biggest
ick?
Ick. Oh.
I was like, what?
it sounded like that, didn't it?
No.
Oh, it did
no,
to me.
No, you are not.
Oh, she's full of it.
You're right.
Run it from the top.
Okay.
Run it from the top, because it did sound like that.
It absolutely did.
For one
Jenna.
More?
One more.
Biggest
more.
Ick.
Biggest ick?
Ick. Oh.
Way to go, Hallie.
I was like, what?
By the way, whoever held that close up on Jenna that long should be fired and banned from television.
I like it. It was an actual real moment from the Today Show. They're all scripted, you know?
Let's close with this, Mike. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. This was at a Cubs-Cardinals game, and the Cardinals team was forced to try one of the new foods at the state. Well, they weren't forced. They chose to try
The broadcast team?
Yeah. They were, one of their guys, I think it was the color guy, or maybe the on-field guy, because he's not in the booth,
okay.
Tried the new chili egg roll. And this is a little lengthy, but I promise you it's worth it, because, again, live TV.
New York, okay. Like, let's say, Chinese food, an egg roll. It's something of the opponent's Skyline Chili. So there is a Skyline Chili egg roll in the house, and we have our best on the scene. Jim Day.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Sounds good.
Well, since you guys have absolutely no guts whatsoever.
Oh, it's going to poop on him.
And since I'm a team player.
It's going to poop on him.
I'm going to try it out. I can't imagine what this is true Skyline. First of all, it's very greasy.
That's not the world's most ringing endorsement when it opens with a long
You're killing me.
We're waiting for the review, well,
dude. My mom taught me not to talk with my mouth full, so I'm breaking that rule too. Mom, I'm sorry.
Clean your plate.
Second take leads with
He's milking it.
And the
it.
Game
like
continues,
that.
Yeah.
I love Skyline. By the way. Can I just say that for the record that I love Skyline?
We all do.
Oh God!
I'm gonna give it one more try because I kind of got the edge of it. So we'll get deep into it.
You're eating it like pizza all the way up to the crust of the ones.
I'm curious now. No. Now he's got me curious for the review.
This is the lowest point of my career. I've had some low ones.
Oh, my God.
I love that they're going all the way with
mid?
It.
Yeah. It's below mid.
Well, I like that it sucked at the end of the day.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
Because normally it's home games, and they got to be like, can't be honest.
Yeah.
Right.
Jim, I don't think you're going to be allowed to sit in our section.
So are these the Mets announcers?
No, these are the Reds announcers in New York. Yeah.
In New York? Oh, great. That's good. Then it's real.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What he was talking about is that he said that they're not going to let him sit in the same section as them on the airplane on the ride home. So stay away from the Skyline chili.
Maybe the combo doesn't work. That's for sure. Yeah. Hey, thank you all of the people that joined us in the chat group. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would love to have you do that. And we love your participation in the comments every day. Wish I could get to all of them, but really, some of them are really stupid. Some of them are really fine. We'll return tomorrow afternoon on the Mike O'Meara Show. I may have more news as to whether my son is out of there or safe.
Or more ice cream.
Yeah, and probably. I'm gonna try to get a haircut today because of
don't
touch it. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Yeah,
let it
grow. Just like Eric Clapton said, let it grow.
Let it grow. We'll be back tomorrow for Josh Soroka, who puts up beautiful graphics where we all look very handsome of our schedule for the week, and Rob Spiewak, who curates those wonderful little pieces of video for you every single day. This is Mike O'Meara, who really does dick.
No,
saying we'll see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Meara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.